Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. You're tuned in to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt, conservative patriot-held territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday, and certainly is fired up with everything that has been uncovered in just the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there's some crazy good news on our behalf, right?
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so.
Well, just the fact that we finally get to, well, I guess the whole Republican Party there in Congress finally gets to swing their wiffle bats.
That's right.
The
ones that are willing to, not the rhinos, or the rhinos that are not on a leash or have a shock collar.
That don't have a shock collar on.
Yeah. McCarthy, I can't believe how conservative he sounds now.
Oh, I know. He does. He's got the new improved Gates shock collar on.
Yep, he's got a little pep in his step.
Little remote from way back behind where Gates is sitting.
I think he actually feels good about himself. I think he kind of subconsciously wanted somebody to get him back on track, but he couldn't do it himself. He didn't have the self-control.
He was forced.
Right. It was great. Well, yeah, we do have a lot going on and new interesting developments with this Carter Center, overseeing this unbiased, nonpartisan third party that's funded partially heavily by the Communist Chinese Party, overlooking the Arizona elections. We got some updates.
Because you and I have been hammering that since like last September when it first came out that they were going to be the ones that were in charge of making sure that all of the voting machines in the Arizona election were, going to go without a hitch. And they all, they're all good. We're good to go.
Right. And here's the other thing too. I'm happy about what's happened recently in the Republican Party, but there are a couple of things here. I haven't heard anybody coming out against this Carter Center and how it's connected to our enemy, the most capable enemy of harming us, who's planning to destroy us.
Right.
And secondly, why nobody has come to Carrie Lake's defense, spoken
exactly.
up.
Yeah.
It's just silence.
That's like what I was saying. When I read the first seven bills that were agreed to get absolutely agreed to get a vote on in the House.
Right.
And none of them were about banning the electronic voting machines.
Right.
None of them were about restoring the wall on the Mexican border. None of them were about stopping all the funding. Not another dollar to Ukraine. And, none of them hit any of those issues. None of them.
And they were good issues, but those should have been on the list and at the top of it.
At the very top.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into the word of the day and set the foundation for the show and for the weekend.
Right. Okay. So this is always wonderful news. And the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 24 through 32, which read, "For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will deliver you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and multiply it, and bring no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of your trees and the increase of your fields, so that you need never again bear the reproach of famine among the nations. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good, and you will loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and your abominations. Not for your sake do I do this, says the Lord God. Let it be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. And so that's it.
Now, this was a prophecy of Israel returning as a nation, right?
Yes.
This was the current state of Israel that we know now.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that something about, take a note, California, when you are in the graces of God, it's the opposite of what's been happening in California. You know, their vineyards and their orchards have been withering. They can't make a good policy decision, you know,
right,
to save them their lives. And then on top of that, you have all the natural disasters that they're subjected to. But look at this. When God says, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to be your God, and your vineyards and your orchards are going to blossom, your hills are going to turn green, I'm going to bring rain, I'm going to prosper you, your grain, you will never know famine again, which was a big deal because at the time when that was written, famine was a very regular occurrence in that part of the world in that time. So, but you know what? You notice how the even Mark Twain wrote about the desolation of that land.
It was just
like uninhabitable. Like, who would ever want to live here? And nobody did except for some Bedouins. And Jerusalem was just a pile of rocks. It was a heap of ruins. But as soon as Israel comes in, everything turns green. It all prospers. The wheat fields and the vineyards. And then the descendants of the, the Philippians, the Philistines, the Arabs come rushing in.
Right, you know,
mine.
Yes, exactly. Mine.
You occupiers, you horrible occupiers are oppressing us and you're in our land. And well, you wanted no part of, you weren't even living here.
Right, exactly.
You know, now they're occupiers.
Well, it's ridiculous because the Bible is the history that actually matches up with everybody else's history too. They've been there for thousands of years, long before the Arabs were there. And and so, you know, it's also interesting because after I ended there on verse 32, but in 34 and 35 it says, the desolate land shall be tilled instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass by, just like you're saying, Mark Twain pointed out.
Yeah.
And it says, so they will say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the wasted, desolate, and ruined cities are now fortified and inhabited. And that's exactly the case.
Yes.
I mean, the technology, the ag tech coming out of Israel is outstanding.
They're exporting their agriculture technology.
Yes. I mean, they're desalinating water. They've invented desalination plants, and those blueprints have been offered to, you know, all sorts of other places around the world that are, you know, in drought, so that they have plenty of water. And so just the fact that they've got the most amazing current ag technology in the world.
It is. Isn't it interesting, too? This has been a great contrast and comparison between California and Israel, you know, a nation in rebellion and a nation that's under favor of God. And not because the Israelites or the Israelis are pure and righteous.
Right.
God said, oh, no.
Or better than anybody else.
Right. He just said, I'm not doing this for your sake. You're not all that. You're just my people. And this is why, you know, I'm going to prosper.
Well, he's doing it because he gave them his word.
Right.
And he's faithful to the very end. Even if the people are atrocious, if he agreed to do it, he will.
But what I was thinking of was California just recently, they've been talking about drought. We have no water. We're losing water, right?
Right.
And so they just started announcing, and we talked about this in the fall, where California is going to start implementing these desalination plants to start harvesting seawater for drinking water. They finally caught on.
Oh, see, I totally missed that.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about that.
Yep. But check this out. God says, okay, you want water? Have water. And now they're flooded. Now there's another series of storms, like four more storms lined up, just like the last, I don't know, two or three or four that just went through and just has pummeled them. And now they got water.
That's
so
terrible.
Drink up. It's going to come out your noses.
Oh, geez. Well,
just
you
like
know, and that's
quail meat.
Yes, exactly. And it's terrible to watch because you feel like the people that live there that aren't part of this corrupt government, they just, you know, that maybe they've lived there all their lives and they like it there.
There are a lot of patriots in California and they're stuck, you know, exactly. Or they're taking care of elderly parents and they plan on getting out of there and they can't stand it. Right. They hate to see what's happened. And California was an amazing state.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely incredible. And, you know, my father was raised there. And right. So we'd go and visit my grandparents. I remember as a kid, that was a pretty cool place. It was really nice.
Yeah, back before it was destroyed, it was the place to be. I mean, you know, all of the world knew about California, right? You know,
right. So take a note of it.
That's right.
You know,
but you know, it's. I think the takeaway from the word today that is striking to me is that God forgives us when we repent, but it kind of sits with me that. He still expects Israel to look at themselves and be ashamed and confounded for your own ways,
right.
Is what he says. And so I guess, you know, that's kind of like, yes, you're off the hook, but don't forget about it. You know, kind of like right. Don't repeat like all your fathers have done.
Yeah,
you
don't get a big head over this. I'm blessing you, and you're still a bunch of out of control.
That's right. You'll still need a little bit of reformation, but you know, also the fact that it's the verses that say that when the nation that sees Israel return to their homeland is the same. Oh, it's the generation that sees the people return to Israel is the same generation that will see Christ's return.
Yeah.
Right. And so everybody always says and speculates, what's a generation? Is it 70 years?
There's a lot of debate over that.
75 years? Is it 85 years? Is it 100? Right. Well, and so, you know, that is a good question because we're at the nearly 75 year mark right now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, other references, there's all sorts of different punishment references in the Bible where God punishes them for 70 years or leaves something desolate for 70 years.
Right.
But, so I guess that's a good question is what exactly is a generation? Because, you know.
Yeah, you could speculate that God had them in captivity for 70 years or he left the land desolate for 70 years because why? Well, 70 years is generally a generation.
A generation, right.
But not always either. You know, it says it could be, you know, as many as 80 years if you're in good health.
Well, so, and is generation just a general term or is that actually God's definition of a generation?
We're
right?
going to find out soon enough.
Yes, we sure will.
Because we can't go much longer the way things are.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, well, thank you for that. That's Ezekiel 34.
That was Ezekiel 36 verses 24 through 32.
Good deal. All right, good.
Yeah, praise
God. Read that. Ezekiel is an amazing book, especially if you have a Bible with commentaries.
Oh, definitely.
They really just blow it wide open for you to understand what was going on in the context of that culture at the time and other scriptures that tie in with it that support it. So fascinating stuff.
For sure.
Okay, let's go ahead and take a break. The segment brought to you by Katie Armor, serious body armor for serious times. It's a Christian Patriot-owned business. Check him out at katiearmor.com, and that's CATIarmor.com. This is The Morning Commute, a Radio Free Redoubt production, and we'll be back right after these messages. Stay right there.
Yes, the communists have planned for you. As soon as they're in power, they will arrest many of you, seize your property. If you're important enough, they will shoot you, along with all community leaders.
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear, as he can be, on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party.
The rest of you will be regimented, and some of you forced into slave labor. This is the planned, plotted, tested program they are determined to execute in this country.
This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights. They just don't respect the rule of law.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots. This is segment two of the Morning Commute. And segment two is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting, and they help folks with hosting their website. So you don't have to worry about getting canceled for being too conservative or too Christian. And you don't have to worry about the security measures. Really important. We trust in them, and many hundreds of other websites use them. They're located in the American Redoubt, also Christian Patriot owned, and it is TLCwebhosting.com. Lady Liberty, segment two.
Yes, welcome back to Fired Up Friday, everyone. Mm-hmm. So you've got the phenomenal follow-up to this Carter Center
Here's
information.
Something that I was fired up about, because we've been following this Brazil stolen election. It's like America 2020 2.0.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Including the January 8th uprising, you know, mirroring our January 6th, and they're arresting people. They want to have Bolsonaro arrested and all the top level people. Now they're saying they don't trust their military.
Right.
They need a General Milli Vanilli to come down there and put in charge of their military. Make sure everybody gets their shot and embraces transgender stuff.
Yeah, wears pink camo and
right. Yeah. Exactly. So but anyway, this is from the Gateway Pundit, and it was Steve Bannon who was interviewing this journalist, Natalie Winters. And check this out. Arizona was the main state where the Chinese Communist Party-connected Carter Center monitored the midterm election. Now, this is supposed to be a nonpartisan, non-involved, unbiased third party that overlooks elections.
That's right.
Like putting a fox in a hen house and say, guard these.
Right. We have wiffle batted the Carter Center a lot.
Well, what this Natalie Winters has dug up, this group has monitored over 100 elections in 39 countries, including, drum roll, Brazil.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Imagine that. So they've got, according to a report on the War Room website, the Carter Center has been conducting election observations missions for over 100 elections across 39 countries. And the people that are involved in funding this and involved in this, among the top is, Bill Gates was one of them.
It's first of all, it's the CCP, yep. Then it's Bill Gates and Soros, and all three of which are absolutely tied together. Of course, CCP would be the leader of even Bill Gates and Soros because of the partnership and the permanent residency that was offered to Microsoft, and Bill Gates took it way back in 2009.
Right.
And so what China has done for Bill Gates is basically made him who he is. And then Soros was basically banned from every country just about other than China. So he has taken up his permanent residency in China as well. And Italy has put it out there that they will arrest him the second he steps out of China for human rights violations.
Well, there's more. Many other states were involved in this, such as North Carolina and others, but the Carter Center was recently selected by Georgia's Fulton County Board of Elections and the Performance Review Board to send nonpartisan election observers to oversee the upcoming November 8th midterms. Fulton County, which includes the city of Atlanta, was reportedly a hotbed of voter fraud during the 2020 election. So Arizona's launching the Arizona Democracy Resilience Network with the Carter Center, so that they can suppress discussion of voter fraud among candidates and combat election misinformation. So here comes the propaganda machine.
Right.
Ran by this nonpartisan, unbiased third party, the Carter Center.
Right. Well, so here's the funny part. So we've got this massive mega election fraud going on, and they send in the fix to fix their fraud. That is the fraud perpetrators themselves.
All right, Congress, there's your next target. Sic 'em.
That's right. Exactly.
Absolutely. Go for it. Go for them and rip their throats out.
Yeah, because that's starting, the Carter Center is actually starting to look like the coordination tool for the CCP on election fraud and election control.
Absolutely. It's exactly what it is. Okay, now we've got some other stuff coming up here. I'll hand this off to you.
Okay, right. So we've got, first of all, this crazy stuff happening with the revelation of materials, all these classified materials that mm-hmm. have been found at the Penn Biden Center at Biden's home in Delaware, and another, gosh, there was one more place as well. It was like two different homes of his.
One of which I just saw is owned by
Penn Biden. Yeah.
One of those homes I saw is owned by Hunter Biden.
Oh, wow.
So what could go wrong there?
Oh,
right?
Yikes. That's
I glanced and I meant to come back to it and save it. And I got lost in my notes. I'll find it.
That's newer, worse development.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
So check this out. So he's saying there, well, this is an article from the Epoch Times. And it says here that Biden's attorneys have been working with the DOJ to make sure any records from the Obama Biden administration are quote unquote Obama
that guy
are appropriately in possession of the archives. The Biden administration officials have not explained why they waited months to disclose the finding to the public. And check this out. Biden said he was surprised to learn about the discovery. He said, "I don't know what's in the documents," he added while in Mexico City this week. So now he's claiming, "I'm very, very concerned and very serious. You know, I take classified documents
right.
very seriously." Well, how could that possibly be when he just said he was surprised to learn about them? And I don't know
right.
what's in the documents.
But in his press release, he just said they're so secure. They're in the same garage as his Corvette.
Right.
Okay, so wait. You're totally confident that these are secure because they're locked in your garage with your Corvette, which you obviously take great measures in securing. But yet you just said you didn't know anything about the documents. Either
right.
either it's not a big deal because you have them and they're secure and we're overreacting, or you didn't know anything about them. Which one is it?
Which is it? Whatever the case is, the huge elephant in the room is, ding, 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 FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago.
Yes.
Well after the fact that this is, they dug all of this stuff up in his residences and in one of his think tank offices at Penn Biden building. And so what on earth has DOJ and the Attorney General Merrick Garland been doing with all of these documents for the past 2.5 months?
Well, and more than that, if I'm not mistaken, I need some clarification. Didn't they find these prior to the election?
Yes, they did.
Biden's laptop, but in the same time frame, they became aware of Biden's laptop, which was all kinds of criminal activity on it.
Yep.
And these classified documents, which is a violation of law because
right.
they're improperly stored. They raided Trump, and he had a skiff built, which meets the national security requirements for storing classified documents.
Right.
But they raided him.
The FBI did like a SWAT-like raid on him. And was anything ever even mentioned about Biden's documents? Not a single stinking word
right.
until now.
Because they didn't want to influence an election.
Oh, please.
Right.
You know, really, really. That, I can't even tell you how disturbing that is. Right. That because that's like giving yourself a 2.5 month head start to start covering up documents, making stuff disappear that, oh, that shouldn't be there, that shouldn't be there.
That's
They've
right.
had 2.5 months head start
well,
on this.
McCarthy just had something to say about this.
Yes,
wasn't
he
on with...
He was on with Hannity.
Hannity, that's
right. On Fox News. And so listen here to this clip.
Let me ask you this question. What did you make of this story about Joe Biden and top secret classified information, especially after what he said about President Trump, especially after the raid at Mar-a-Lago, especially after Hillary Clinton? Remember the July 2016 press conference, Jim Comey? No reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute way more top secret classified information, never mind the deleted emails with bleach bit and the destroyed devices with hammers and the removal of SIM cards. What does that mean now in terms of all those Democrats that wanted Donald Trump arrested almost immediately?
They're going to have to eat their words. But the hypocrisy, think about this. They've gotten away with so much for so long. This was discovered before the last election, just like the laptop. They think they can lie to the American public. They think they can control the media, control companies to shut down if one media company writes about it. They think they're above the law. Why weren't they raided? Why didn't they have the FBI coming in? Why didn't he in 60 Minutes say, well, I understand that because I bet I have the same problem? Did Barack Obama have some of this when he was writing his book? Does Hillary Clinton have some? And you know what? All those people have been in government for years. President Trump just ran for president. You think he knew everything? You think he went and moved his own boxes? And you know what? They were locked away. Biden's were not. And how many years after did he have them?
The FBI actually went to Mar-a-Lago. They
Yes.
looked at all those documents. They asked for a padlock. The padlock request was granted. And then all of a sudden, a raid.
They think the law doesn't apply to them. They think they write their own. And that's what infuriates the American public. America believes in fairness and honesty. And that's not what we're getting from them.
Well, it's funny listening to McCarthy talk about the government doing stuff that the people don't want.
Isn't but, that just proves that that shock collar is on extra tight
yes.
underneath his shirt collar.
All right, well, we're out of time. We have a Trump clip we want you guys to listen to. We don't have time to play it. So for our Podbean listeners to listening to the podcast version of this, continue listening after the end of the show and you'll be able to listen to what we were hoping to play during the show here. So otherwise, we'll go ahead and close out. Go to radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com to listen to this and our other podcasts or uploaded shows. You guys have a blessed weekend. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.
Welcome back there, patriots. At the end of the show, for our Podbean listeners, this is John Jacob and Lady Liberty. So we got a little bonus material for you. As we announced, we ran out of time, so we're limited at the station. We get 27 minutes and 45 seconds and not
and
one
that's
more.
That's it. That's right.
So when we have extra material, we thought, you know, we still want to share it with you guys. If you want to stick around, for those of you who download the Podbean, the podcast version of the show. So Lady Liberty, you have this Trump speech.
Right.
Queued up.
Right. But first, we've also got the Biden clip that we initially were not going to play that at all because we knew we'd be pressed for time even with the Trump clip. And so, but since, you know, now we've got a few extra minutes, the Biden clip is actually where he claims to have such responsibility for, you know, more or less respect for classified documents. And yet, It was the Epic Times article that quoted him as making the statement that he was surprised to learn about the discovery. He also said, "I don't know what's in the documents," he added, while in Mexico City this week. And so we figured, well, gosh, that sure is an exact opposite statement as to what he had to say in the press conference here with Fox News. So go ahead and listen now to his own words.
Mr. President,
okay.
classified material next to your Corvette? What were you thinking?
Let me, I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
So the but anyway, was in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. But as I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review. As part of that process, my lawyer has reviewed other places where documents in my, from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night. They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings and storage areas in file cabinets in my home and my personal library. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn Center. The Department of Justice was immediately, as was done, the Department of Justice was immediately notified, and the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document. So you're going to see, we're going to see all this unfold. I'm confident.
You know, it's like McCarthy said, these people have gotten away with so much for so long, and nothing happens to them.
Right.
You know, so apparently the special counsel has been assigned to this, to investigate Biden's, you know, possession of classified documents.
Where's the FBI raid?
Right.
You know,
was the Department of Justice, was probably other attorneys.
I don't know. This has kept quiet for 2.5 months, and now they're going to just assign special counsel. Where's the handcuffs? Because basically it says here that Trump has said that he declassified the documents before leaving office.
Right.
Presidents have declassification authority. Vice presidents do not.
Right.
And so here he was taking classified documents and putting them in this Penn Biden Center, and that was some think tank that he was involved in after the fact of being vice president. And so he had the documents there. And so a vice president has no legal authority to even do that. And
well, it was really good to hear Trump weigh in on this.
Well, it is. But, you know, before we get to that Trump clip, I just have to point out that, you know, first of all, Biden's statement, my Corvette is in a locked garage, okay? As
right.
You know, and then and he says, yes, next to classified documents, he goes, and my Corvette.
Yeah, with my Corvette. Oh, okay. Well, now we got that. You care so much about your Corvette.
As if the Corvette is the thing that matters and the classified documents. He's like totally missing the importance of that statement that
I
was
should
just
have said,
made.
Everybody knows that I take the security of my Corvette
very seriously.
Right. In a garage.
And the other part that's interesting there is that the Department of Justice isn't even supposed to ever get those documents. So for 2.5 months, they shouldn't have even had them. They belong. Kash Patel did a whole piece on this, saying, you know, because when they did this to Trump, he did a whole piece describing how he had to go through this whole thing with Trump himself,
right?
Because the National Archives and Records Administration requires that those documents stay with them, and that they do not belong at the Department of Justice,
right?
And so the fact that these documents are like floating all over the place now.
So now I'm sure those documents are safe with the Department of Justice.
Oh, yes, exactly. Especially after they put certain ones back that they really didn't want anybody snooping around and finding.
Right. They'll change it to something classified as confidential that just basically has his flight itinerary on one day or something.
Yeah.
His totally meaningless.
His study of daisies, yeah. You know, I mean.
Well,
so that's highly suspect in and of itself. But we wanted to play what Trump had to say about the Twitter files, because he also acknowledges basically how this is all being handled. So listen here to what the real president has to say about it.
The now famous Twitter files have proven beyond all doubt that the corrupt officials at the FBI have been coordinating a massive censorship, surveillance, and propaganda campaign against the American people, and frankly, against me. In the most recent and notorious example, the FBI worked to stop the truth from being told about the Biden family's criminality. They worked so hard to stop it from coming out, and the corruption prior to the 2020 election. They didn't want any bad information to come out about the Biden family. The fix was in, the election was rigged, but the censorship of the laptop from hell is only the beginning of the story about the weaponization of government against free speech. We must have free speech in our country. We must have a fair and free press. As recent reporting shows, the FBI and other rogue agencies have been systematically colluding with former national security officials placed in high positions at Twitter and very likely other companies to advance their censorship regime, which is really, in this case, to steal an election. This anti-American effort, and a very illegal effort at that, has been working to silence dissenting opinions on COVID and crucial issues on public health and on the election and elections in the future. They suppressed doctors and health experts who dared to question approved public health narratives. They censored voices who criticized school closures, lockdowns, and mandates. And they even banned people simply for stating proven scientific facts. And anything bad about China, they didn't want out. But anything bad about Biden and the Biden crime family, and that's what it was, just look at the laptop from hell, they didn't want that coming out under any circumstances. What they wanted coming out was anything bad about your favorite president, me. Anything bad about Trump, put it out, even if it's not true. But this all had nothing to do with science. This had nothing to do with saving lives. It had everything to do with politics or a sick ideology. This was about government working with powerful corporations to seize power over you, the American people. And we can't let that continue. The Twitter files prove that we urgently need my plan to dismantle the illegal censorship regime, a regime like nobody's ever seen in the history of our country, or most other countries for that matter, to prosecute the perpetrators for their crimes and to restore free speech for all Americans. So important. We need a free press. We need free speech. We need fair elections. And we need borders. The new Congress should immediately hold hearings to investigate the role of the FBI and other federal agencies in censoring lawful speech. Congressional leaders should promptly issue subpoenas in furtherance of this goal. The revelations also highlight why my proposal to end the revolving door between the deep state, and there is a deep state indeed, I wasn't a believer, but everybody's a believer right now, and the tech tyrants is so important. There must be a 7-year cooling-off period before any employee of these powerful agencies is allowed to take a job at a major platform. When I'm president, we will take back our freedoms. We will take back our country.
And there you have it.
That's right.
That's a lot. That's a lot. And he's right. And you hear that? The 20 patriots, the de facto Trump as speaker.
Yep.
You got your marching orders, indictments, and subpoenas.
Subpoenas. Yep.
And subpoena then indictments. Them all.
Yep, that's right. This is our one chance to wield the law against
right.
the criminals, and
right.
and we had better go for it. Strategically, that's probably the best move that the House can use in their favor right now, is if they actually investigate and charge those people with crimes,
yeah.
we could actually clean out the Senate if they were smart and strategic and started pressing charges against any of those criminals.
Yeah.
And getting them out of office, and we could get some real people elected.
Was it Eric Swalwell was sniveling about he and Ilhan Omar, the anti-American, and one of the other guys being removed removed from the committees because it was just vengeance.
Oh, yeah, what he said was Representative Byron Donalds admits on the fact that Speaker McCarthy is kicking me, Adam Schiff, Ilhan Omar, and Eric Swalwell off our committees purely out of vengeance.
Right.
And
has nothing to do with sleeping with a Chinese spy or any of the other.
Or being a total anti-American,
yeah.
like Ilhan Omar.
You're removed because of your anti-American activities.
that are illegal.
Deal with it.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, guys, you have a blessed and a safe weekend. We'll go ahead and wrap things up. Thanks for sticking around for our post-show material. You guys, just be blessed.
All right, you all have a, well, now go ahead and have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings again to all of you Christian patriots out there.